The DA has taken note with sadness of the incident between Goma and Beni in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where a heavy caliber shooting incident hit one of our Oryx helicopters, critically wounded the commander of the aircraft, and unfortunately killed the flight engineer. The co-pilot returned the Oryx safely to Goma, from where the two soldiers were taken to hospital. We pay tribute and sympathy to the flight engineer and his family for paying the highest price in service of our country, wishing the commander a speedy and fully recover, and honoring the co-pilot for safely returning them to Goma. I've requested the minister to urgently brief the Joint Standing Committee on Defence on the incident and provide answers whether there was a deviation from our policy that our Oryx helicopters must always fly in pairs in the DRC from Goma northwards, and that they must be escorted by two Rooivalk attack helicopters in the high-risk areas of the eastern DRC. If so, why and who will be held accountable for this? Given the limited availability of prime mission equipment like helicopters in South Africa and Cabo Delgado in Mozambique, it is possible time to reconsider our involvement in the DRC under MONUSCO and the withdrawal of our helicopter squadrons from the eastern DRC. Our first priority must always be to safeguard our citizens in South Africa and to protect the integrity of our country.